In a medical drama that has been playing out for nearly a week, a Mexican teenager got a second chance at survival today. Duke University surgeons performed the second heart and lung transplant on Jessica Santillan in 2 weeks, the first time a tragic mistake led the North Carolina doctors to give the teenager organs that didn't match her blood type. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the cause of error still is not entirely clear.
Doctors at Duke University Hospital had nearly given up hope. Jessica Santillan's condition was worsening by the day. Duke transplant surgeon Dwayne Davis says Jessica's second chance was the longest of long shots.
It's extremely rare to be able to have the opportunity to do second transplants. Across the board, it would be approximately probably 1 to 4% of thoracic transplants result in the need for a second transplant.
Even that understates the odds. Only about 24 Americans get heart-lung transplants each year. Right now, there are nearly 200 people waiting for them, and half of them need a donor with type O blood, the type Jessica needed. On top of that, her donor had to be a child or a very small adult, since she weighs only 80 pounds. Jessica was lucky in another way, that she didn't die from the ravages of her first botched transplant.
She is as critical as a person can be, and she was on a support system that took care of her complete heart and lungs. I can't really say anybody could be any sicker.
Davis says many of the girl's organs are not working well, but potentially she can recover from all the damage if she can hold on.
Unfortunately, I don't own any crystal balls, and I cannot predict the future. We can just hope that she will recover. As we said, there's nothing that we know of right now that would say that any of the damage is irreversible. That does not mean that she will necessarily recover from that.
If she can leave the hospital, Jessica's chances of surviving a year or more are good, 60% or better. While the teenager is fighting for her life, questions linger about just how the original transplant mix-up occurred. Duke Hospital, one of the world's leading transplant centers, has released a little more information on that. Hospital CEO William Fulkerson alleges most of the responsibility rests on transplant surgeon James Jaggers. The hospital did not make Jaggers available for comment. Fulkerson says Jaggers contacted Carolina Donor Services, which arranges for organ donation, after two other Duke surgeons had turned down a set of heart and lungs from a Boston donor with type A blood. In his eagerness to save Jessica, who needed type O organs, Fulkerson says Jaggers made two big mistakes.
One error is a false assumption that Dr. Jaggers made. That when he gave the name to the external agency and was offered the organs, he assumed that there had been match confirmation of compatibility. That was not the case. So that was an incorrect assumption on Dr. Jagger's part. There is also an active responsibility of the transplant surgeon to confirm verbally with the external agency that indeed this is a compatible relationship. And that was not done in this case. Those are the two errors that we have identified so far.
Remarkably, the system in place at Duke apparently allowed a single person's lapses to set the whole transplant process in motion with no further checks.
We have put additional people in place so that we have a double, triple check of that process with additional professionals to make sure that the system doesn't allow for a human error like that.
But that's not the end of it. The organization charged by the federal government with managing the nation's 59 organ procurement agencies says it will look into how the Duke surgeons could have been offered the wrong organs in the first place. Jessica's name didn't even appear on the system's computer list of good organ matches. Richard Knox, NPR News.